There we go. Nick Foles again gets the job done. 30-23. The Eagles take down the Rams. 610-632-0975. Joe Torta here with you on the Fanatic postgame show. Great job by Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli on the in-game coverage here on the Fanatic. Tyler Zuli sticks around to produce. And we are going to get into it here. What do you take away from the Eagles' win 30-23 over the LA Rams? Eagles improve to 7-7, remain in the playoff picture, and are able, in the first start under Nick Foles, to claim victory. Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. And we're going to get into it. We're going to get all everything that you want to talk about, all of your Nick Foles-isms, everything that you saw in this game, the defense actually forcing turnovers. There was a fumble play that the Eagles actually came up on the right side of. All kinds of craziness. I don't know what I was watching for some of that game, and it got hairy there for a little while. But the Eagles were able to hold out, take care of business, and stave off mathematical elimination for at least one more week. Let's get to the phones with Chris in Williamstown to lead things off. Chris, you're on the Fanatic.
You know what, Joe? So much of this game is about what wasn't even going on in the game tonight. Even with our guy on the sideline, and that's who, you know, I'm going to put this on. Like, I'm not saying Carson Wentz is completely, you know, to blame for why this season has got to be where it is. First off, game ball goes to Avonte Maddox. He played a stellar game tonight, and I think he has earned a shot at being a legit player on his team next year.
Sure.
And if not, he needs a shot somewhere because he can play. Two interceptions for his team in a year when they hardly have any interceptions. That stands out to me and says, this guy's a player. Michael Bennett, good team game tonight. Fletcher Cox, good game tonight. But back to the man of the hour, Carson Wentz. Okay, let me ask some. When you have a leg injury, where does most of the weight go, a la including the other leg? Your back.
Yep.
And I think this has all been brewing for all season long.
I agree.
Since the time he got injured last year to now. And when they started that first four games of the year, that precipitated bringing Burke Carson back prematurely, and that is why he got re-injured. Like a lot of the players have been re-injured this year. And what I saw tonight was the team last year, but with new parts included. Golden Tate got involved more tonight than he had in all of Carson Wentz's time with him in the past two or three games. That's a standout to why Carson is not 100% and why this team is negligent. Great win tonight, but there are some real flaws that we don't see. We don't get told. Injuries, they knew about this long before they told us about this. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, Chris, thanks for the phone call. Whenever the full story comes out about the Carson Wentz injury, I'm going to be fascinated by the timeline and everything else. But I thought even more than Golden Tate tonight, Alshon Jeffrey's emergence or reemergence was the story of the game, especially in terms of the passing attack. Because so much was made of Carson Wentz and his chemistry with Zach Ertz and the way that those two had the connection. And it was almost exclusive where Zach Ertz was option 1, 2, and 3. This time, Alshon Jeffrey, 8 catches from Nick Foles, 160 yards on 8 targets. Golden Tate caught all 5 of his targets for 43 yards. Zach Ertz still got 7 targets, second on the team, just 3 catches for 22 yards. By the way, Wendell Smallwood, you got to give a tip of the cap to him as well. He was the statistical mirror on the ground of Todd Gurley. Each player had 48 yards and 2 touchdowns. Darren Sproles came in, 3 carries, 30 yards. Josh Adams left the game early, had 15 carries, 28 yards. And the Eagles outgained the Rams on the ground, 111-82. And once again, they hit that magic number. Eagles rush more than 25 times. They are perfect and undefeated. They remain perfect and undefeated, rushing for 30 total times. So well done by the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go to Jeffrey in Virginia Beach. Jeffrey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Look, here's the thing. Look, I am not on the Folesian Society, but I don't know how many people watched the Dallas Cowboys game today. I'm an Eagles fan, diehard, 30 years. When Dak Prescott tried to keep feeding the ball to Ezekiel Elliott, and it didn't fail. It didn't work. Look what happened. They lost.
Mm-hmm.
Today, guess what happened? Nick Foles came out there. He went through his checkdowns. He seen what was open. Don't get me wrong. I love Wentz, but he's not following through his progressions. He's not looking for the open target. One person's not open. Who's he look for? Ertz.
It's true. That's true. So what's that mean, Jeffrey?
It's actually Justin, but either
oh,
way,
sorry, Justin. Matter. My bad.
It doesn't matter. We won. Eagles. Guess what? Cowboys lost. Boom. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly right, man. Sorry about that, Justin. Yeah, that opens up a phone line, 610-632-0975. That is true. Now, 3 catches for Darren Sproles today, 16 yards. Wendell Smallwood, 2 catches for 9 yards. Dallas Goedert, hard to believe that he only had 2 catches today, but they were in big spots, had 2 catches for 12 yards. I can't get over Alshon Jeffrey and how much of a different player he looked like tonight. I think it's clear that Nick Foles was fired up for this game, had some comfort playing in front of an arena that, by the way, looked like it was at least half Eagles fans. At least. So well done by you traveling out and making it a hostile environment for the home team. As that, would you believe it? That is the first home loss for the LA Rams this year. Well done. Taking a look at the team stats really quickly before we get back to the phones. The Eagles, while the Rams did run 13 more plays and outgained them in total, the Eagles still had more yards per play decisively, 6.2 to 5.6, and they really got it done on the ground. Red zone, they were 3 of 5, not the best, but the Rams, 2 of 6. How about that red zone defense? And played a clean game as well, did the Eagles. 6 penalties, 49 yards, and only the 1 turnover. The Nick Foles interception, the 3 turnovers for the Rams ended up being the difference, and the Eagles defense sure as shooting came to play today. And that, more than anything else, I think that's something that I feel better about, was because I thought that the Eagles hung their hats on playing really well defensively last year, and to see that, you know, not result in turnovers this year bothered me a lot. Scoring wise, the defense was doing fine, but not creating extra possessions for the offense, not turning the ball over, taking the ball away, and they did a great job of that tonight. I hope that continues here in the future, and who knows, we might be looking at a little run. Anthony in Germantown's up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Okay.
Nick Foles, man. I've been a fan of Nick Foles since he first came to Philadelphia.
A lot of people have. I mean, he's been a folk hero around here, man. Won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, and he is. What better guy, man, to deserve this kind of situation? You know, MVP, Super Bowl ring on the bench for an injured quarterback. You know, I thought that was crazy from the beginning, but we finally got our quarterback on the field, man. Look what happened, man. Can you believe it?
Well, what do you mean, Arcor? You mean that he's better than Carson Wentz?
No. I'm not saying he's better than Carson Wentz, but I'm saying that a slightly injured Carson Wentz is not better than a healthy Nick Foles.
I agree with you. I agree with you there, Anthony. Thanks for the phone call. I think that it's been crazy how people are like, oh, I'll take 15% or 20% or 30% of Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. I mean, Nick Foles gets paid to play, too. But, I mean, the more and more that you learn about this injury, it's like, oh, okay, well, this thing's been hanging over the Eagles all season long. And it explains a lot about how Carson Wentz has struggled this season relative to what we expected to see from him. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. It's official. On Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning Show are holding a massive cornhole tournament. The details on how to play in the tourney, how to get in to watch, prizes involved, etc., will be announced soon. Save the date, Friday, February 1st. It will officially be Super Hole Weekend in Philly. Stay tuned for more details. I'm Joe Torti. Tyler Zuli is producing. We're taking your phone calls up until 1 o'clock. Eagles postgame. They beat the Rams 30-23 right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. There's no longer any excuse for wearing any ill-fitting suits when you can get one that is made to measure at such a great price at Indochino. Indochino has two showrooms in the Philadelphia area near me on Chestnut Street, another in the King of Prussia Mall. Both are amazing. You got to check them out like I did. You get to play designer in consultation with the style guides at the Indochino showroom. Indochino makes high-quality, custom-tailored suits, shirts, chinos, and blazers, all for a perfect fit at a great price. Each garment is made to your measurements, customized by you, and delivered in just 2 weeks. Before the holidays, this week, my listeners can get an extra $25 off any purchase of $300 or more when using my code ANTHONY at Indochino.com or either of their Philadelphia showrooms. That's an additional $25 off the lowest advertised price, plus shipping is free. Use promo code ANTHONY to get an extra $25 off your order. Don't wait. Book your showroom appointment now at Indochino.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies? And you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please. I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the... you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it. I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
When it comes to golf this past year, tee times were a washout. Linfield National in beautiful Linfield, PA wants you to make up for all the lost golf with a membership for $99. That's right. For a limited time, your Linfield National Golf Club membership fee is only $99. Play at Linfield National spans over 6,000 yards, but the multiple sets of tees make this a great round for a wide range of players. Visit LinfieldNational.com now and get ready to make up for all the lost golf for only $99. That's LinfieldNational.com.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family & Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family & Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at FamilyJewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back to the Fanatic post-game show right here, 97.5. The Fanatic, Joe Torti here with you as the Eagles take down the Los Angeles Rams by a score of 30-23 and stay in the playoff picture for at least another week. Eagles improved to 7-7, 3-4 on the road. Rams dropped to 11-3, 6-1 at home. Let's go to the phones. Andy and Royersford's up next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Andy?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man.
Hey. Yeah, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Now, I don't know anything, and obviously I just watched the games, but I think Doug knows how to coach Nick better than Carson.
It looks that way, doesn't it? It looks like the play calling is way better.
Like, you know what I mean. Like, he goes down a field to Alshon, Foles does. You know,
yep.
I know that Carson is the man, you know, but
it is weird. It's a weird little anomaly
there. For some reason, I think that Doug is a better coach for Nick.
Go figure, Andy. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I know that they ran the ball 30 times and they passed the ball 31 times. So, I mean, like, that's... It doesn't get a whole lot more balanced than that. I'm not saying that it normally has to be a 50-50 split, but if you get something close to that, usually it's a good idea. And that is... Here's what I'll say. I'll say that every coach in the NFL should coach, and every offensive coordinator should call plays as if their quarterback is a game manager. Because the football, possession of the football does not become less valuable because you have whoever, Aaron Rodgers, instead of Nick Foles. Your play calling should be what it is. Designed to protect the football, extend drives, and things like that. Especially considering the way that the rules are so heavily slanted in favor of the offense now. I think that a lot of times these people are like, oh, this guy's making all this money, this guy's got this contract, he's the leader of the team, whatever. You feel like you have the need to cut it loose with the guy 50 times or 55 times, and that's just not a winning strategy. That's just not the way that you win in the NFL. But the Eagles took control of this game by the merits of ball control and taking care of the ball and minimizing mistakes. I mean, you look at the time of possession, the Eagles, despite running far fewer plays than the Rams, 13 fewer plays, that's a whole drive plus, 31 minutes of possession to 28 minutes of possession. I mean, you shouldn't be able to do that with a play disparity like that. And the fact that the Eagles were able to do it kind of bodes for how they were able to get the successful results that they did. Let's go to Jimmy in Mount Holly next on the Fanatic. Good evening, Jimmy.
Joe, you asked before, what do we take away from this game?
Yes.
It's all happening all over again. Joe, could you please ask Tyler Zuli, don't let any of these demented sickos on this radio with this twisted Foles versus Carson thing. And if you're listening out there, don't call. Just go directly to the Bermuda Triangle with about 20 times the recommended dosage of Prozac and Ritalin and die there. Joe, I mean, if we don't see this, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we need to clean our glasses or go get a pair of glasses. In fact, Tyler asked me, I was talking to Tyler on hold, who's the invincible-looking team now in the NFC? He said the Bears.
Yes.
Really? You mean the team that lost to the Giants a couple of weeks ago, those Bears with Mitchell Trubisky? I mean, it'll be a tough assignment. I mean, no question, but invincible? Quite hardly.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. 100% I'm with. There's not a team that looks full-on unbeatable, but in fairness, Mitchell Trubisky was not playing in that game against the Giants.
Yeah, but still, Joe, I mean, even at his best, I mean, is he going to ever make us forget about Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady anytime soon? I mean, invincible, as I let me repeat myself, tough assignment, no question. I mean, Joe, if we can't see this, please, everybody out there, it's starting to happen all over again. I mean, almost to the day, same football field, Nick Foles, Carson is our quarterback of the future, no question. Nick is our quarterback of the present. I don't know why we can't unite. I mean, and why we have to have this incest. I have never heard anything so twisted and demented as all of this Foles versus Nick.
I'm with you. Jimmy, thanks for the phone call. And I think that you said it well, that Wentz is the quarterback of the future and that Foles is the quarterback of the present. I don't know why it has to turn into a quarterback controversy when there isn't one. Now, I don't know if I'm going to go out on the limb that Jimmy is and saying that it's all happening all over again. I do think the Bears are a team that looks fantastic. I think that there are some good teams in the NFC. But look, that's two times in 2 years that you've beaten the Rams without your starting quarterback. Well, I mean, you had him for most of the first game, but still. You're looking at the Saints. I'm not sold on the Saints as this ridiculous juggernaut anymore. Whoever gets in is going to have a chance. There's still some work to do, though, for the Eagles to get in. And that's the only point that I'm making. But for now, I'm happy to just enjoy a 30-23 win over a team that a lot of people said was, you know, the class of the NFC coming into this one. Joe in Allentown's up next on The Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, there's many things I want to say. But the first thing I want to say is this is the first time in the show I'm really proud of this team. Not just because they won, because they fought, man. Going down 16 points a couple times, I'm not saying they ever gave up. But also what I didn't get, and Carson Wentz is obviously, when he's healthy, better than Foles, period. But with Carson Wentz being, you know, not fully healthy and missing the deep throws and just not being on, I don't see why Nick Foles shouldn't be playing right now. Why don't we get our number one quarterback, get him healthy, and see what could happen.
I don't think that he's going to come back. I mean, Doug Peterson said that it's a 3-month recovery or something like that from the injury that he has. So I would expect that it's Nick Foles' show the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I know, like I said, I know Len's got, you know, better abilities. He's just got to stay healthy. He's got to get healthy and stay healthy. But, yeah, the team played a great game tonight. I just had the feeling. I told my wife and my son, I said, I just had this feeling tonight. You know, even if they didn't win, I thought it would be a close game, but they played their butts off, especially teams are 2-6 on the road after playing more than 90 snaps.
I saw that on the broadcast.
Yeah,
it was pretty remarkable, Joe. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, they pointed that out on NBC, that the week after defending 90-plus plays, teams had a horrendous record. And then to go on the road and do it against the Rams, who, by the way, I don't know. I am hoping for all of the Rams fans out there that this wasn't a look-ahead game, because that's insane. You're looking at the Saints, who've got tough games ahead, currently in the number one seed in the NFC. Panthers, Steelers, Panthers again. And the Rams, if they would have won tonight, had to beat the Cardinals and the 49ers and had the Saints lose one game the rest of the way, and they would have been in charge in the NFC. Now you have to have the Saints lose two of those games. I don't know. It's looking tough out there now for the Rams to get that number one spot. And by the way, I expected this game to be closer and closer and closer. Like, when I saw the line going up, it surprised me a lot. But I never thought, I had this conversation with my dad on the phone. I said, you know what, I think that it's going to be a tight game the whole way, but I don't know if it's going to be in doubt. I think the Rams might, you know, just be 4 points or 6 points or 7 points up the entire game. And the longer and longer that the game went on, and the more that the Eagles executed their game plan and turned the Rams over and stopped them from scoring in the red zone, I started to allow myself to believe a little bit. But it wasn't until the fumble on the final punt return where I was like able to exhale. I'm sure that's how it was for you too. Let's go to Joey in Philly next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Joey?
Good, Tordy.
What's up, man?
Man, I called you a couple days ago. I gave you the car analogy with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that.
I do, of course.
Now listen, the Super Bowl winning team just arrived tonight. This is the team. I'm going to say this right now. I can't explain it.
I don't know if anybody can explain it. It's an it factor. Nick Foles, when he's in this, when he's playing in the game, forces Doug Peterson to call the game more balanced, which means more players on offense get involved, like we saw tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The defense had a spark. They played like they were hungry. I don't know what it is, but when he's under center, the team as a whole, they seem hungrier, they seem more balanced, more players get involved. And what I saw tonight was the Super Bowl champions coming to play. Now, the difference from last year is when Foles stepped in, we already had a home field advantage throughout the playoffs clinched.
Right.
We're fighting for the second wild card spot for the rest of the way. And again, the team I saw tonight, with Foles playing the remainder of the season, we're getting that second wild card spot. And it's going to be a dangerous thing. And, you know, we're talking about quarterback controversies and people talking about it. I'm not even getting into that. All I'm saying is, this is like a movie. You can't write this stuff.
Yeah, Joey, thanks for the phone call. It's amazing drama that Nick Foles provides every single time that he's asked to step up. And, I mean, this is the truth. You can be the biggest Nick Foles hater in the world. I don't know how you can when he brings the Super Bowl to the city and Super Bowl MVP. But even the biggest, strongest Nick Foles detractor would have to say that when the Eagles need Foles the most, that's when he steps up and is at his best. There is no way around it. There's no negotiating. This was a game that the Eagles absolutely had to have. And by the way, for the record, don't let the everything get twisted. I mean, you watched the game same as I did. It's not like Nick Foles had a crazy good game. He was efficient. He was 24 of 31, 270 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, had a rating of 89. That was better than Jared Goff, and it was good enough to win. And that's the important part. Nick Foles did enough for the team to win, and that's exactly what the team needed. One open phone line. Grab that while you can. 610-632-0975. Jake in Harrisburg's up next on the Fanatic Post Game Show. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I definitely have been cringing a little bit after the game because I was waiting for fans to call in and be like, oh, Nick Foles, he's better than Carson Wentz. That's not the case. I love Carson Wentz. Although I don't want to see a Carson Wentz come back at 70%.
Right.
I'd rather see a Nick Foles in there. So I definitely have to stick with that. And I also think Carson Wentz does get hung up a little bit too much on Ertz. And I think Foles does have a better connection with Jeffery.
I agree.
It seems like that, at least.
Yeah, it looks that way. Absolutely. And it seems that the offense works best when the tight end is a secondary option and Alshon Jeffery is more of a primary option. That's why it looked better today.
Exactly. And another big thing that today does, when you look out wide spectrum, I called in after the Dallas game and I had a lot of optimism for the playoffs. And
I remember
it wasn't
you, Jake.
Really yeah. There. Yeah, it wasn't really there, but it's there a little bit more, I'd have to say. And also another big thing that happened today is it gives the Chicago Bears a chance at home field, which means that they have to play hard both games, which their last game is against Minnesota. And we only need Minnesota to lose one more game and us to win out to make the playoffs.
Right. It was a perfect outcome. Jake, I was going to bring that up. Thanks for the phone call, man. That Minnesota's the team that you're keeping an eye on. And by the way, all of the teams in the playoff picture keep doing exactly what the Eagles need them to do. Right? Like you saw somehow, some way, the Seahawks lost in overtime to the 49ers. Washington's still kind of lurking with the 7-7 record. They've got at the Titans, and then they wrap up, of course, against the Eagles. The Panthers have the Saints twice. I mean, it's looking like the Eagles are going to be in good shape to get that last wild card spot. It really does look that way. And with the Bears not, you know, resting starters and going after the Vikings on the road, they're playing the 49ers next, who, you know, I can't imagine that the 49ers are going to knock off a team again that's way ahead of them in the standings, but who knows? And then they take on the Vikings. So the Bears are still going to have to play. There's still a lot of football left here, folks. A lot of football left. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. One open phone line. You can snatch that up. Let's get to John and Gladwin next on the Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Okay, how are you?
All right. I was going to point a couple things out. How many times did Nick Foles get sacked tonight?
He did not.
Right. There's a reason for that. He gets rid of the ball. He checks it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to get into explaining it. It's
well, they ran the ball a lot more, too. He checked it down five times to backs. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Carson holds on to the ball too long. You don't like to check it down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that has to change in the future. The other thing is you had callers calling, ranting and raving about one call today and said that Sudfeld should have been playing because even if the Eagles win and get into playoffs, they're going to get knocked out on the first round. That's ridiculous. Tonight's proof.
Well, yeah.
You don't know that they're going to get knocked out.
That's the truth.
People don't know that.
That's the truth. Yeah, you're right about that. Now, having said that, I will say that playoff football is something different than regular season football, but the Eagles played better in the playoffs last year, so there's no reason that this squad, if they get hot, wouldn't be a very tough, very dangerous team. There's no doubt.
To think that you have this team, if they get into playoffs, are going to be knocked out in the first round is ridiculous. They may. But to think that they don't have a chance to win a playoff game in the first round is just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and John, thanks for the phone call. Here's the thing about that, too, is that typically those last teams, it's pretty rare, and it does happen, but it's pretty rare that you see teams backing in to that last wild card spot. Usually the teams that are grabbing that 6 seed, that 5 seed, when the Giants and when the Packers and when the Steelers were going to those Super Bowls in the early 2000s, the mid-2000s, it was when they were playing their football at the absolute best time, when the Giants would be going on that run at the end of the season or the Packers were overcoming all those injuries and winning game after game after game just to be able to sneak into the playoffs. Like, that's what it was for those teams. And that's what it could be for this team. I mean, when you have no margin for error and you have to win out, then you're playing with an edge. You're already playing playoff football. So by the time you're playing in the wild card weekend, it's like your third or fourth playoff game already. And that's a possibility here for this group. 610-632-0975. Mike in Florida is up next on the postgame show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Let me get off speakerphone. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know. Sometimes on speakerphone, I get bad reviews. Either way, the only thing I noticed was there was an injury report about Carson. I don't know. It was like early in the first half, but they were talking about Carson's injury, and all I had to think about was, wow, the future. Like, it was rough. They asked him about what the future is, and he says, I don't know.
Yep. I mean, Michelle Tafoya said that. Yeah.
Yes, Michelle Tafoya, which I love her. But
does a great job.
Yes. But it was kind of scary. I mean, when you stop and think about it, he was the whole thing. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I'm on the air.
That's okay. No problem.
I'm sorry, Joe. But what I was thinking about the whole time this week was like, everyone's talking about, why is Carson taking the trip over? Why is he taking the trip, mm-hmm. you know, 6 hours on the plane? But it was like, you know, but she made a point that about the specialist, and he didn't deny it, didn't confirm it. But, you know, I agree. I mean, like, you know, 6 hours on the plane, 6 hours back. And that's my concern. Well, was he getting a second opinion?
Right. Well, Mike, I think, sorry, thanks for the phone call. One of the reasons why that happened is that Doug Peterson talked about it, and he actually relayed his own experience. When he broke his back, he traveled with the team, and he was, you know, going to meetings, and he sees it as an opportunity. Injured players can go and meet with people and talk to people and have the opportunity to get better and improve, and he wants to see that with Carson, especially. Now, there might have been a specialist, you know, I'm not sure about that. I'm not watching Carson Wentz on an everyday basis in terms of his comings and goings. But if there were any questions about his decision-making, his ability to read defenses, his ability to get the ball out quickly, I would think that Doug Peterson would want him to be hands-on with the team in the meeting rooms, looking at the pictures, looking at the defenses, and getting the mental reps so that he's not as mentally rusty by the time he's ready to go, whenever that is. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Yeah, there seems to be some question. I see Jeff McClain and a couple other people talking about asking Doug Peterson about whether Nick Foles was the starter. I don't know why Carson Wentz would be the starter next week or the following week. Like, here's the thing. If that's going to be the case, then you don't believe the actual reports that he's got a cracked vertebrae where Doug Peterson's like, this thing's going to take 3 or 4 months to heal, and that you actually believe that he was downgraded steadily from questionable to doubtful to out, as if he wasn't out the entire time. I choose to believe that he was out the entire time and that they've already made the decision about the future of the quarterback position, at least the near future, for the rest of this year, where it's going to be Nick Foles. And if you don't want to give other teams the opportunity to game plan for Nick Foles, fine. The Eagles have done this song and dance before. They've played this game before. They've done it this season. They can do whatever they want. Like Doug Peterson says, I'm just going to enjoy the win. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines. Grab those while you can. Let's go to Joe in South Jersey. Hey, Joe.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. I'm just saying there's no way that we can't make the playoffs.
Let's go to Kevin in Syracuse. Kevin, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Thanks
doing
for
great.
Taking my call.
You got it.
You know, on one hand, I'm happy about this win, but on the other hand, it kind of infuriates me. I mean, if you hear me out, please.
It's sure, yeah.
A little long-winded. But when I watched this game tonight, and, well, first of all, when I watch all the games this year, I usually watch them over and over again. I just watch like for example, like Carson Wentz had the offensive line really let him down this year. I mean, the reason why we've been so bad this year was number one, obviously the secondary, and number two was the offensive line play. And then you see Foles come in, and you see the whole team elevate their play. You see the coaching staff elevate their play. I mean, they completely game planned. I mean, they double team Aaron Donald all game. If Wentz was out there, they would have just been like, let's just block. They wouldn't have done that. And it's just,
why do you think that is, Kev?
Because they know that Foles has its limitations. It's like almost like they take things for granted when Wentz is in there, because they know Wentz is a better player. It's like, now Foles is in here, and they say, okay, let's minimize the game plan. Let's run the RPOs. Let's make things more simple for him. You know what I mean? It's just,
right.
You should be doing that for your franchise quarterback.
I agree.
Especially coming off of an injury. And they didn't do that for him this year.
No.
They kind of like just take things for granted. They threw him out there, and the offensive line just played completely like garbage. Lane Johnson played like crap. Jason Peters looked just like he looked old this year. I mean,
yeah,
he is old. But then you go out there and see them play tonight. And not only that, how good was Schwartz today? Schwartz's game plan was tremendous.
Yeah, there were blitzes and everything. It looked like a real thing, Kev. Sorry, I'm up against a break. But you make good points. I said it before. You should treat every quarterback like a game manager. You should call every game like a game manager. And then really, you know, in one or two or three spots, take out your franchise quarterback plays, your franchise quarterback throws, whatever those happen to be. Eagles did enough to win today. I thought Doug Peterson called a great game. Jim Schwartz did as well. They turned the Rams over, minimized their own turnovers, and did enough to win. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next on the Fanatic post-game show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Real cases from the files of Schwartz Culleton.
My name is Pawnee. I was a supervisor and good at my job until I suffered a head injury due to a defective product at work. After the accident, I was just not getting better. Then I called the attorneys at Schwartz Culleton. They filed a product liability lawsuit and handled my workers' compensation claim. All the while, they helped arrange treatment with the best doctors. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Right now, Omaha Steaks has a limited time offer for our listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter code MikeMiss into the search bar, you will get 74% off Omaha Steaks family package, originally $195, now only $49.99. Order now and you'll get 4 hand-cut, aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Again, this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Mike Miss in the search bar and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Mike Miss in the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Hit the slopes with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. This week only, get 1 peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort for just $40. Your pass is valid weekdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays during the 2018-19 season. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. With 39 trails to challenge your skills so you'll never run out of thrills, and 16 lifts to get you back up top. It's the perfect gift this holiday season. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Hurry, this deal is only available for purchase through Sunday or while supplies last.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Amanda Gentile from Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. From our family to yours, we're wishing you a safe and happy holiday season and a healthy new year.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, have a great, great time this holiday season. Happy New Year. There's nothing better than the holidays in Philadelphia.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Julia owed the IRS thousands.
I was paralyzed with fear.
Then
I heard a commercial for Optima Tax Relief.
Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative.
Optima Tax Relief settled my IRS tax bill.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
It was amazing.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief. Fanatic fan favorites.
Bud Light is rewarding football fans every single week throughout football season with the Bud Light Game Day Tailgate Pack. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to learn more. Frank Kerbeck lowers Buick GMC prices. Factory fresh GMCs and Buicks reduced. FCKerbeck.com.
Come join us. Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Arden Credit Union is rewarding local high school athletes with grit. Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your kid to win a $100 gift card from Ardent.
Sports Talk for West Philly.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Fanatic Eagles post-game show. I'm Joe Torti. Glad that you and I can talk after a 30-23 win for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Fanatic Holiday Wheel returns tomorrow. This year we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel three times a day, with the morning show at 9 a.m., the midday show at 1 p.m., and Mike Missanelli's show at 5 p.m. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Conshohocken, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles, Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers, the Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Let's go back to the phones now with Sean in Virginia on the Fanatic. What's going on, Sean?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
What's popping? Man, look, great game. Really just happy of the fact that finally Schwartz maybe listened to somebody. I don't know what made him do what he did. You know, the Bears exposed the Rams with that Tampa 2 and the two safeties mm-hmm. over the top, which I think was a real big difference. Doug called a pretty even game. He had that one bonehead play on fourth and
one.
Yeah,
the fourth and one was bad. Yeah,
you know,
it was.
Who doesn't know that? That's Josh Adams going to the right side of the field. That was stupid. But other than that, I'm not going to go with the Foles versus Wentz debate. It's obvious, man. Wentz is a great quarterback. He's our future. I think he still has some learning to do, and I think maybe from Foles is where the learning is going to come. He's got to learn how to get rid of the ball. He's got to learn how to check down. Foles spreads it all over. It's no coincidence that Foles gets in the game and Alshon has 100 and almost 70 yards mm-hmm. receiving. Come on, man. That's obvious. You know, I mean, you know, I felt like that Dallas game, Wentz was so busy trying to get Ertz the record that day, and it kind of killed everything. I saw the other players look kind of like they were frustrated not getting the ball. And now, you know, here comes Foles and he's spraying the ball around. We just look like a totally different team.
I agree.
Play good. You know, I'm just happy that we won. We take it game by game. You know, we go in and play the Texans next week. Now, I really think we can beat the Texans now because we beat the Rams. And the Rams are obviously better than the Texans, but I'm not going to overlook the game. But I think with this chemistry, I think we have a good chance of running out and getting that final wild card spot, because I still don't think we'll win the division. But wild card, though, I think we have a good chance. But go Eagles, man. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Sir. Yeah, you got it, man. Thank you for making the call. That is a nightmare setup for, I would say, a lot of teams in the NFC. I don't know if the Cowboys are all that interested in seeing the Eagles, a very red-hot Eagles team coming in, if that's the case. You know, I'm not sure how easy a task it would be for the Rams to face them again. I don't know. Rams, I don't think they played that badly tonight. I thought Jared Goff played very badly. I thought that interception was inexplicable. And then, of course, there was the fumble that on that punt return that Sean McVay's face was just priceless. I mean, those were the key differences in the game for the Eagles. They came on defense and special teams. And then on offense, I thought the play of the offensive line was better than it's been in months. So hats off to them. Great job to those guys up front. Mike K of NJ.com says, Eagles defensive end Chris Long said he feels like the team has been disrespected a lot this year. I asked him if he's ready to bring out the dog masks. His response, we'll see. Oh, boy. Underdogs coming back again. Mitch in Phoenix is up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Good.
I think Darren Sproles has made a difference in this lineup.
Yeah, he provided a spark early on. He didn't get a whole lot of run, but he did provide a spark for sure.
That's right. In other words, when you hand him the ball or he goes out for a short pass, he's not there to go down. He's there to get as much as he can, and that's what we need out of this team.
Yeah, for sure. He runs hard, man. He really does.
Yep. Now, the only thing I disagreed with tonight, and it was pretty you know, pretty untimely decision, is when he went for the field goal versus either trying to get a first down or pinning them back. That was a little scary at that point.
You mean near the end of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I misheard the broadcast. I thought they were kicking from 61 instead of 53. I thought there was no way if it's a 61-yard field goal that you'd even consider kicking it. But, 53, who knows? Jake Elliott's been okay from that range, but I hear you. We thought about punting the ball, too. We were talking about it back here.
I think most coaches would have gone for the punt.
Or take a delay game or something like that. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. That's what I was going to say is even if you wanted to line up for a 61-yarder, Johnson's the holder. So then you could have, either taken the 5 yards or audibled into a punt or done something. Like we saw some creative stuff happen. But all in all, if those are the things that we're pointing to and those are the things that we're complaining about, pretty clean game. We'll take those. That's no problem. Let's go to Phil in Westchester next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Phil?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Did you watch the same game I watched? Were you as confident in that win as I was? I don't know. We bet on it early on, so I don't know.
Yeah, you're pretty brave there, Phil.
I don't know. When I saw the money line, I was like, I don't know. I feel like either the NFL's going to – they might try to fix it, or maybe they just want the Eagles to win. I don't know, but it felt good.
No, it felt great.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I didn't see them using Wendell Smallwood as much as they did. He ended up working out pretty well. But you can see a difference in the play calling, obviously, between Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, and obviously the offensive line. Like you said, they played better, but I think they move to another level when it's Nick Foles because they feel like they have to more than, Carson Wentz is back there. He'll figure it all out.
Right, he'll save us. Yeah, it's like the backup goalie theory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like Alex Lyon being in there versus, I guess, Brian Elliott.
Right.
I wanted to make a Flyers point, but I can't. I know it's Eagles postgame. But regardless of that, overall, I think they win their last two games, and they miss. I think that's what's going to end up happening. I don't know. I got that weird feeling.
Man,
kind of reverse psychology from last year. But
well, I hope that you put the reverse jinx on it, Phil. Let me think about that. How does that happen?
The Vikings would have to win both of their games.
So that means that the Bears are losing to the Vikings. And who else do the Vikings have?
The Lions.
Okay, well that's...
In Detroit.
That's possible. Man, oh man. That'd be a heartbreaker, wouldn't it? Talk about a buzzkill. Let's go to Marvin in San Diego. What's going on, Marvin?
How's it going, man?
Okay.
Hey, just wanted to mention something with the other caller. You mentioned the offensive line is playing better.
Yes.
Hey, with Newski's back in, I mean, do you think that has a big part to do with this? Because I'm not sold on Sam Malu, honestly.
I'm not sold on him either, and I think Wisniewski, generally speaking, does enough to hang on to the job. He did have the ugly penalty today, but by and large, I think that protection-wise and run-blocking-wise, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on Goff. I was actually at the game today.
Oh, okay.
And just watching him live, honestly, he's Mr. Dink and Dunk. He doesn't have zip on the balls on those out routes and those deep throws. I don't know. I'm not sold on him. So if a team gets out on the Rams in the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised if they lose if the ball's in his hands.
Marvin, that's interesting that you bring that up. Thanks for the phone call, man, because I was watching the game with the guys here doing the in-game show. And I found myself sitting there thinking, Jared Goff could have won the game a couple of different times. You know, you have a good feeling about the team if you don't have that ridiculous fumble or that interception, whatever you want to call it, the thing after the drop, like low snap. And then the seam route to Todd Gurley just sticks out to me because that is so clearly a route that he should have had. And if he does, you've got Gurley catching the ball at about the 5 yard line with a head of steam heading towards the end zone. That's a scoring play. And he gets there late and then makes a bad throw. I wasn't impressed by Jared Goff tonight. And generally speaking, I've been impressed by his progression since his rookie year. But since Cooper Kupp got hurt, I have been totally underwhelmed by, him as like this unreal, otherworldly passer. Now, in the shootout game against the Chiefs, it's all good. Don't get me wrong. It's fun. It's entertaining to watch. But I think that the Rams are missing some serious tools. I really do. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Coffee Jones next on the Fanatic. Hey, Coffee.
What's up, Joe? How are you? Great win by your Birds today, sir.
How about that? How about that? What'd you see out there, Koff?
I saw something. I mean, I just left the studio with Jaws, man. And one thing he always talks about, they had balance. They actually ran the ball 30 times, dropped back 31 times. So when you talk about this offense trying to settle things down, using your running back, Smallwood gets 10 carries. You get Josh Adams going. You know, you got Sproles as that little change of pace back. The Eagles offense, they look really good tonight.
Outside of the run-pass balance, Coffey, the conversation's been that the play calling seemed to be a little bit sharper for whatever reason, because Nick Foles was in, or maybe it's a coincidence, whatever. Is there anything that jumped out on film to you that we can, you know, quantify as this is what happened when Nick Foles was in play call-wise, and this is not what happened when Carson Wentz was in?
I personally, I'd have to dig a little deeper into the film to see the actual calls and route combination. It seemed pretty much the same from Doug Peterson. But the difference that I took from it is that just Nick Foles is comfortable with Alshon Jeffrey. It's kind of like Carson was with Zach Ertz. When Nick Foles feel like his first route is not open, he's going to throw it to Alshon, and he's the best 50-50 ball guy that the Eagles have had over the last couple of years. So the odds are going at him, you know, against the cornerbacks, even though, you know, Tlaib has been good, Marcus Peters have been good in their careers. They can't keep up with Alshon Jeffrey, especially the way he played tonight.
Last one, Coffee, because we're up against a break here. I got to ask you. Looking ahead, what's your confidence level taking on the Houston Texans after a win like this for the Eagles?
After a win like this, I know the league is going to be rocking at home, and your two best players up front have to step up. I mean, they didn't have the best games, Jason Peters and Lane Johnson, some penalties, you know, in this game, but the running game got it going. They got two guys coming that are monsters on the edge, Houston and J.J. Watt and Xavier Clowney. So if those two tackles and those bookends for the offensive line can hold up like that, I think the defense with this crowd will be in tune. I think the Eagles can win this game.
Appreciate it, Koff. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Yes, sir. Hi, Joe.
All right, there he is, Koffee Jones. You hear him all the time on 97.5 The Fanatic, the color analyst for the Philadelphia Soul, and also, obviously, breaking down the film with Jaws at NFL Films. More of your phone calls coming up next, 610-632-0975. It is the Fanatic post-game show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
The greatest gift you can give your family this holiday season is the gift of sobriety. Call 1-800-RECOVERY.
I was absolutely drinking to die. My son was extremely concerned about his mother. I can remember one day my son waking me up at 7 years old and saying to me, "Mommy, do you want to die?" And I looked right at him and said, "Yes." My mother saw how bad my addiction was, and she saw that I couldn't stop. And the next morning, she drove me to Recovery Centers of America. And I know that when my mother left me there that day, that she felt like everything was going to be all right, and she finally was able to have some peace of mind. I had been in Recovery Centers of America for 28 days, and my life today has purpose. I'm able to be a mother. I'm able to be a daughter. I'm able to be a part of all the milestones in my family's life today.
Recovery Centers of America has locations nearby in Devon, Pennsylvania, and Mays Landing, New Jersey. Call now, 1-800-RECOVERY.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTERRoofing.com. We will protect your house.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24-7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hit the slopes with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. This week only, get one peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort for just $40. Your pass is valid weekdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays during the 2018-19 season. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. With 39 trails to challenge your skills so you'll never run out of thrills, and 16 lifts to get you back up top. It's the perfect gift this holiday season. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Hurry, this deal is only available for purchase through Sunday or while supplies last.
Happy Holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Happy Holidays. This is Carl from Pierce, Phelps, and Bryant, your local distributor of Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Equipment. We're here to wish you a Happy Holidays, and please reach out and hug your family members and have an unbelievable holidays. Thank you all for your business. Go to nopaybryant.com to find out more.
Hey, guys. Sam Wilson here from The Morning Show. I do a little bit of everything, so I don't know exactly what to pinpoint, but I just wanted to come on and wish everybody a Happy Holidays.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Kraftwerk features Robert and Jonathan Kraft telling the story of taking the Patriots from the bottom of the NFL to the very top.
We've always done things a little outside the box. Hiring of head coaches, everything.
Listen now at vpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Fanatic postgame show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Final segment here is we're reacting to the Eagles' big win, 30-23 over the LA Rams. Let's get right to the phones. I know people have been waiting. Let's go to Ed in Philly. Ed, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I got to say it. Two injuries in 2 years, and the guy that just won us the Super Bowl just marches down the field tonight. I don't know if, you know, if I'm Carson Wentz, if I'm 100% that they're going to re-sign me now. I mean, I just got to say it. I mean, now, what happens if Foles goes and gets us into the playoffs? You don't think some fans are going to say, well, maybe this guy isn't worth it anymore?
No, Carson Wentz is definitely going to be the guy.
I mean, I love Carson Wentz, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he got hurt in college, too. The guy's injury prone. And, you know, he gets hurt next year. We don't have Foles to lean back on. All I'm saying is that I think people are just going to at least ask the question now, do we really want to invest, make this guy the highest paid in the league and get us tied up in a major contract and risk him getting hurt?
Well, what's the alternative? What are you going to do instead?
We sign Foles.
Okay, I mean, so Foles, and I'm not saying that it's the most ridiculous idea in the world, because obviously Foles is Super Bowl MVP, but I mean, I think that it's become clear, right? The more that you see of Foles, the more average he becomes. Like, he can do really, really well in short bursts, but then he had the opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the Eagles, and he was just okay, and then he got hurt. He's never finished a 16-game season. So if you're going to say that Carson Wentz is injury-prone, you have to say that Nick Foles is.
Okay, but let me ask you, just say hypothetically, Say Foles goes back and wins another Super Bowl. Then would you say it's 100% that Wentz is coming back?
Yes. They traded up for him. Yeah, I mean, I would. Ed, thanks for the phone call. And I get why Nick Foles is a folk hero. I get it, 100%. But, like, there's a 0% chance that Carson Wentz is not the quarterback in the future. There's a 0% chance. They traded up for him. They made that big investment. I mean, he was effectively the MVP of the league last year before he got hurt. I know that he gets banged up and that he's injury prone and everything. Quarterbacks, football players, have 100% injury rate. It's the way it is. Let's go to Chris in Newtown. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
You know, I'm on here more to defend Carson Wentz at this point, and honestly, this game personally showed me that it's more the coaching staff, honestly, that has been the most at fault this entire season. It seems like Foles hop right back in there. The offense looked like it did, you know, back in February. So, I mean, you know, the way that I look at it, this is that they caught, you know, fire in a bottle here. You know, they're not going to be the Texans next week. That's for damn sure.
You don't think so?
No, the only way they're going to be the Texans is if you have a quarterback like Carson that can have that functional mobility in the pocket and keep up with Deshaun Watson. And I think, honestly, you know, I'm the biggest Eagles fan in the world here, but I think it's going to kind of, you know, come crashing back to earth here next week, to be honest with you.
Huh. Well, Chris, you're the first one, and thanks for the phone call. I'm not saying you're wrong. You're the first one I've heard say that so far, that there's no chance they're going to beat the Texans. I don't think the Texans are as good as the Rams. And they just beat the Rams. Rams had good interior defensive linemen. They didn't even pressure Foles at all tonight. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to Ed in Harrisburg next on the Fanatic. Hey, Ed.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to call up. I'm a Rams fan, and got to say, I don't know, man. Nick Foles looked like the Rams' kryptonite out there in L.A.
They could have hung on to him, Ed. They had him.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, well, dark days. That was Jeff Fisher time. I don't want to think about that.
I hear you.
But I don't know.
What went wrong from the Rams' perspective? What was it tonight?
Honestly, I think if you aren't scared of this team with their sweeps, their jet motions, and their McVay and everything, if you stop all that, they don't know what else to do. They have no plan B. You can run Gurley. If you stop Gurley, they have, like, they're hurt. Cooper, they miss Cooper Kupp, that's for damn sure. But I just feel like they have no plan B if you stop all the fancy gizmos and gadgets.
Man, oh man, Ed. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for weighing in. I think that Eagles fans here in Philadelphia be like, hey, we want some of those gizmos and gadgets. Bring them. Saw some of them tonight. Danny in Burlington's up next. Hey, Danny.
I'm sorry, but we just shut down like one of the best Rams offenses in the NFL.
Yep.
You got guys coming on here saying that we can't beat the Texans next week at home. Like, I actually made a Facebook post about, you know, the Eagles possibly making the wild card, and I had some negative Eagles fan come on and say there's no shot when all you really need is a couple losses from a couple teams and the Eagles that went out like it's the end of the world. My whole thing is, like, where do these fans get their faith from, man? Like, it just blows my mind that you got guys up on here calling saying that the Eagles have absolutely no shot. Like, who are the Texans, man? We just shut down one of the best offenses in the NFL, and our offense looks like it's reunited under Foles. And I just can't comprehend some of these fans and their negativity, Joe. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, well, that's what I said. That's the first one that I've heard say that. Everybody seems to be thinking that, hey, that they could be about to go on a run here. That's been the prevailing thought for a lot of people who've called in.
I mean, Jeffrey just went off for 160, and he hasn't played with Foles since, I mean, week two, I think they played last. I mean, their play calling, I think personally, the team rallies around Foles for some reason. Carson's a great player, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing away from Carson. But Foles can throw the deep ball. The team starts, it opens up the run. And I just feel more confident at this point with Foles. And if you look at the long-term thing, they probably should have sat Wentz the whole year. I'm not saying Foles would have been lights out all year. I'm saying
if Wentz wasn't healthy, though. Yeah, that's what it is. Danny, I'm sorry, I'm up against it here. You're right. If he was hurt, then that becomes an issue. Some about the Foles and Sproles returns that always work out well for the Eagles. I don't know what it is. Thanks to Tyler Zuli for producing today. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. Sorry we had an abbreviated show tonight. I will be back on the air with you before you know it. But until that time, this is Joe Torti saying so long, and thanks for joining us on the Fanatic Postgame Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.